Hello, guys and gals, me, Mudahara, and let's establish today's episode of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I got the best co-host in the world. I got Oompaville, I've got Nuxtaku, and we've got Quite again. Second time in a row, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go!
Woo! All right, how's it going, everybody? Let's go. Let's get this started. Let's rip some band-aids off, all right? Who's starting where? I got the energy, so I'm going to keep it rolling.
Oh, God.
I was talking about KSI. I was leading into that, man. Do you know that he had $10,000 stolen from him?
I wanted to start with that so badly. I have so much to say on that topic. It's crazy.
He got scammed by a fucking YouTube reviewer, bro. That's so funny.
Let me tell you people what happened in case you're unaware. KSI makes a try not to laugh challenge video where every time he laughs, he puts like a Amazon gift code on screen for some viewer to redeem. Okay. While the video is still private, before uploading it, he gets a whole bunch of emails that all these gift codes have been redeemed. The only person that could have seen it was the YouTube guy who checked it for monetization. And so all of a sudden, $10,000 worth of gift codes were redeemed. And it's wild that a company could get away with something like this. Oh, God. I love this story personally because I got a private video removed.
Have they responded?
Not that I saw. I don't know. But I got a private video removed.
Don't they use third-party companies that do the reviewing?
Yeah.
No.
Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure YouTube does. I don't think they have that in house.
I think they have like a farm out in like Bangladesh or whatever where they like just get people to sit for like a minute. a minute power round to like go through a video.
With a bunch of computers in it.
It's just a big ratty wooden shack, no ventilation.
No, just like a bunch of underpaid people. It's like Quite uploaded a video. Let's see if he gets to eat today.
So I think it's mostly bots.
Oh, yeah, probably mostly bots.
I think it's definitely mostly bots that do the monetization reviewing. Like, for example, I just got a video removed, a private video removed, and I got a strike for it, even though it was private. And it was definitely a bot because I uploaded the same video again, and it's monetized, confirmed by human review. And it got the other one got a strike. Okay, so, like, it's obviously a bit of a hoo-ha going on over there. But I think that someone just knew what KSI was doing and was like, oh, hey, I could just look at this video and take all the gift codes. And I think that's it.
I mean, it's a decent finesse, but like, it sucks.
Dude, he could sue you.
It's not very nice.
I wonder, YouTube has to make some level of response to it, at least. Like, god damn.
Big time. This is grounds for a huge lawsuit. It really is. Do you remember years ago, Rice Gum got into a controversy because he was giving out all these already redeemed gift codes? What if it was YouTube? What if YouTube was the one that took all the gift codes?
Yeah, YouTube threw like, Rice Gum under the bus.
Maybe. Dude,
I'll never forget where in the response to like one of Rice Gum's many controversies, he legit like instead of addressing the point, he just started pointing his fingers everywhere and new fucking gift codes would pop up. Like literally like I'm not saying a goddamn word. Money.
He's like, guys, listen, I don't know how I can make it up to you. He starts pointing in all directions. He's like, I don't know what I can do. Here's a couple of dollars.
Arguably his best moment.
True. And meanwhile, someone at Team YouTube reviewed all, got all the stuff.
Yeah. So yeah. Somebody at Team YouTube like decided. That is some of the wildest shit ever, though. It's
I like it.
Out of nowhere? Like.
I think it's good. I think it's a good business practice. I definitely think that they should keep doing stuff like that and then just never mention it. Because no one could ever prove it.
Yeah, on account of it being really funny that it happened, I think it should keep happening.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, I wonder what the recourse is now. Like YouTube's just like, no, we stand by our review process. They would like, never,
I imagine, I imagine they just fire the guy who did it if they can find him.
Yeah, absolutely. But how are they going to find him? It's a whole department has access to his private videos.
Surely there's like a way to track what employees done what work. No, that, that would make sense. There's no way.
Although, it would be pretty hilarious.
They wouldn't do that. That would make too much sense.
You know how every YouTuber is like, first 100 people that click the link in the description get a discount? Meanwhile, that's just 100 YouTube reps clicking it in the description before it even gets to the viewers. It's like nothing is sacred like anymore.
You put the affiliate link in your fucking private Discord server with your friends, and they just get the discount first.
Exactly, right?
I wonder
you do
if
like, you do like a you have to do a separate CAPTCHA test so the YouTube employees get filtered out.
I wonder if it's like an unlisted review, or if it's like the actual system that YouTube has, or if it was just like a standard "Hey, let's review this video" type deal. Dude, I wonder which
it might have
which
been a manual
was.
Review.
I like to Dude. Think that the CAPTCHA is yeah, just. Awesome. A bunch of the same image, and it says, click which one of these 9 of identical images should be demonetized. And then they just randomly click 3 of them. They just keep going.
I always love the demonetization thing, because I feel like the person behind it just has like a... Everyone has like a god complex, you know? It's like, shit, I got underpaid, I get slapped around. Let's see if these people should eat today. Like, it's just one of those, like...
Yeah, it's like, are you making rent this month? Nah, I don't think so. Don't feel like you should.
Nah.
It
Damn,
feels like
you worked hard on this video?
See, that's why I think feels like it's really personal. Like, YouTube's petty very often. Like, you know the whole Corey Kenshin thing, like where he says that there's favoritism? I really think there's favoritism just because YouTube personal reviewers could be assholes and they could ruin your life.
They don't really tell you anything. Like, I just got a video age restricted. It was not something that I was super surprised of. I played this game called Manhunt, super violent. And I got age restricted, but I was like, wait a minute, there's so many videos in like the last month uploaded about this game, and they're all just doing just like, I even opened some and I'm like, were they censoring the violence? I'm like, no. So what the why am I getting bullied on this one? I was gonna like make a video, but then I'm like, nah, guess it makes sense. It's not like it's, you know, I'm playing Minecraft footage or something. I guess I'll just take the L on this one, call it a day.
I had a similar one where, like, a video I made 4 years ago, it was, like, a big 30-minute JStation thing. Like, it was one of my bigger ones. Mm-hmm. They axed it, like, they deleted it off YouTube because of supposed, like, self-harm, as if I was the one self-harming in the video. But it was JStation doing a fake...
I get the self-harm thing, too.
Yeah, it was him doing, like, a fucking fake one for one of them stupid rituals where he put blood in a doll. And then it was me talking about it, like, as in, like, critique... But I don't know, even upon review, they're like, no, you can't even just take it out. It can't be on YouTube.
Yeah, that's why, like, I remember back then when I was making videos on JStation, a lot of those people, I was overly censoring the content. And I actually got reached out. They were like, why would you blur that out? You don't need to, because, like, everybody else is showing it. And I'm like, bro, I'm just going to be safe. Because I had this premonition of, like, YouTube, like, because... When you've been on the platform long enough, like, obviously, we all know that, like, at any moment, YouTube can just, like, can slap you for some bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, if I played a clip from a YouTuber that got banned, there's nothing that stops YouTube from, like, just auto-banning me, even though the context is totally different.
Right. True.
Now, granted, you can get it overturned if you have an SPM, but it's like, dude, you don't even want to entertain the hassle, right? Because it's like, then it's all up in balance from, like, some weird, like, department on YouTube, and it's just like I'll take the blur and call it a day. Like, just go over. It's just, it's so weird with how like any YouTube side handles strikes or the demonetizations, because there's just no answer. Like, I swear, I don't know if this is true, like maybe I'm Mandela affecting myself. It used to be that when you got a strike, they would tell you what policy you were totally violating.
Sometimes you get a time code, which is like mad rare these days.
I don't even get the time code.
I think you're like right about YouTube, where it's like you almost have to plan for rules that haven't been laid out yet. You kind of have to try to future proof it.
True.
Sorry, Opie.
I've been getting like very good treatment from YouTube for the last year about that. They've been very clear. Like, maybe 2 videos I've been like, what the. But everything else, I'll message someone or something, and then they're just immediately like, yeah, sorry about that. We made a mistake. Or like, now that I'm in the unlisted review thing, it's just like so much transparency, and they're just very honest. And a lot of videos that I don't think should get ads with now, which is pretty cool.
I had a decent amount of that. It feels like it's gotten more stringent recently. I don't know if that's the type of stuff I've made has just been more prone to getting that kind of treatment, or if it's overall the site's kind of getting more enforcing it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I've been suffering. And another thing that YouTube's been doing, they cave a lot to the masses kind of thing. Like, if you get reported by, like, let's say you piss off a fandom, you're going to get your video age restricted just because they'll all whine. And YouTube will be like, well, we didn't find anything wrong with the video, but we did see a lot of people saying that this video is bad and deserves to be taken down, so we're going to age restrict it.
That's what I was wondering about Corey, is I wonder if it just has so many children watching his videos, because it's like a lot of kids, obviously, watch horror stuff. Like Five Nights at Freddy's is primarily children. Bendy, all children. The fucking Big Blue Guy, whatever that shit's called, that's all children.
Poppy Playtime. Yeah,
I feel like maybe kids just, they learn about that feature, the reporting, and then whenever they just don't like something, they, instead of disliking it, they just report it.
I don't know. I made a video with Niji Sanji. It's like a VTuber group, a Japanese VTuber group, a big corporation. They have a very large fan base, and every time I would do something with Niji Sanji, the video would get mass reported because they still hate me from like previous drama that I might have been in a year ago.
Right.
And you should apologize. The video always. Yeah, right. I should do that, right?
Dude, I found out apologizing on the internet is fucking useless.
Oh, yeah, dude, of course.
There's just nothing to do with it.
Now, the trick is you have to apologize, but put so many receipts in your apology that everyone looking at it will be like, wait, is this an exposed video or an apology? I don't know. That's the meta.
Oh, so you're trying to gaslight the audience. I get it.
Gaslighting works. Apologizing.
Lie and then sidestep. Redirect the blame.
That's what it's all about.
That's some political shit, boys. It's way above my pay grade.
Did you guys grow up with siblings?
Yeah.
Same shit.
Yeah, all younger.
Same shit.
Oh, yeah. Younger brother, baby.
Yeah, just like just the most critical thing is these are families, you know? They learn young. Yep.
YouTube's all about nepotism.
The Bushes.
Actually, true. I've been feeling it so hard. Although, I do think YouTube in general has been just really difficult because the short meta is, I think, really, really bad for the platform. Like, you have all these huge channels that get millions of views per video, and they're barely growing in subscribers. Like, it's everyone's worst month in the last year, aside from Oompa, who's like, you know...
It's my best month of all time.
That's what I mean. Hey, man,
you've been making documentaries. You've been meeting all the people that you talked about, which I think is actually some of the coolest things that I've seen on your channel or just anybody.
I need to get Andrew Tate in my house. I feel like that'd be really funny.
That would be hilarious.
I would love
you,
to.
You
go,
might have to go to his house. I feel like that would be hard to get him to come to Austin.
I think it'd be Austin, funnier if he came because he'd be really out of place. I think that would be funny, and I would have to elaborate upon that.
Dude, can you imagine him standing next to him, Moby Huge?
Dude, it'd be so f***ing hilarious. Him just going...
Do you think he'd agree to like do a mukbang?
No, he would not do that.
Him and Nikocado at the same time.
In the same room. Dude, literally the same room. You're the only person who can do this, Hoopa.
I'll make it happen. This would be your legacy.
I would pay $1 million just to be in that same room and witness it.
You could sell that for pay-per-view, man. You could sell that for pay-per-view.
The Nick and Tate pay-per-view.
Yeah, just call the video The Classic W.
Oh my god.
There will never be a W better.
Internet W. Common Internet W.
Dude, that title with just them in the thumbnail, like just positioned the way Nikocado has his like thumbnails, that would be internet breaking gold right there.
It would be great. Is there like a good amusement park near where you live that you could take them both to?
No.
Amusement park.
That way you can get like a nice family picture at the end with the three of you.
Yeah. All right,
Could you get Nikocado in Andrew Tate's Bugatti, and then Andrew Tate in like a Beetle?
Oh no, Nikocado's Chevy Spark and Andrew Tate's Bugatti. That we'll get them to race.
Yeah, baby.
Nikocado's got a Chevy Spark. That's kind of sick, dude. Dude, I like Nikocado.
I want to see the Bugatti and the Chevy Spark have a head-on collision. That'd be great.
Yeah, I know. I need to get them. Tate and Nick in the same room. That would be incredible.
Although, to be fair, Oompy, I'd be scared to do that because there's no way you could top that.
Oh, no. But that's the whole point, though. Why would you ever, like, you know, if you can reach your max, if you can climax, why not just do it?
Yeah.
Because
nobody wants to come on YouTube and edge it. No,
everyone
you don't
wants
edge
to
on
that.
YouTube, dude.
I've been edging it for years.
Yeah, dude. You want to blow load.
I know. It took me 2 years to blow my load.
You might never top it, but like, get close.
Yeah.
Took me 2 years to squirt.
What, are you going to work with SpaceX next and send them to space
Elon,
together?
Get like, Elon ever. Hang out with Elon.
Oh, shit.
Get Master Chief from Halo as your next interviewing. That'd top it.
Master Chief, do you mind telling me what you're doing with those one, ramen noodles?
The real one.
Mukbang, sir.
You know what? You know what's been real? Have you guys been following the Smash convention, the Smash tournament drama?
I have been lightly following it.
Yeah, dude, that shit is sleazy. That shit is sleazy.
I saw the tweet this morning, but I didn't know anything about it,
bro. So okay.
Explain
so like,
it to me.
So okay, I saw the tweet like yesterday, and I was like, oh, it's a Nintendo being. Nintendo again, you know. I was like these Smash players with their goldfish memory, they don't know that you don't work with Nintendo because they'll fuck you. So like I watched the whole thing, I read the whole response from like Smash World Tour. Turns out allegedly their competition, the Panda Cup, Panda, yep. the Panda company that's been like running that's like the official licensed Nintendo partner. Allegedly, they've been basically going up to every other organizer and being like, yo, these Smash World Tour guys, they're going to be like kicked out this year. They're going to be like removed. Like they're not going to be part of it. So they were bad mouthing them for the whole year and effectively killing and gutting their business. And eventually, in the end, Nintendo basically jerked them around for 11 months and told them right like. On Thanksgiving Day, the day before, sorry, we're not going to be able to work with you in this year and in 2023. And so basically the end of an era, hundreds of thousands of dollars lost, and Nintendo basically fucking like dangled this carrot on a stick for a whole year that people thought that they were genuinely going to get, like these, you know, the circuit runners gone completely. Like, just eliminated. And Panda's getting blamed, obviously.
Do they have reasoning, or is it just because Nintendo's Nintendo?
Well, apparently Nintendo hasn't given anything.
So, apparently, I think Nintendo just slapped them with a lawsuit.
Yeah.
They just slapped them with a lawsuit, and they didn't give any explanations.
Why is Nintendo like that, bro?
It's really just cultural difference, like, based, like, here in Japan, for the most part.
Well, I think it's Nintendo of America. It's not Nintendo of Japan.
Is it?
It's NOA.
I thought it was like from the top down because there's like stuff in Japan too. I might be wrong about that.
I don't know if they got sued or anything next. I think it's just like they were told not to jump hard. They were told that they were going to work. So when they asked for the reasoning about it, it was really, really vague. Now there's a bunch of speculation online that I've heard where it's like apparently Nintendo backed out because. I guess they were told that SWT had, like, some of the more riskier members of the Smash community.
Oh.
I'm sure people watching will understand what I'm talking about. But
yeah.
For those of you who don't, there was a substantial amount of Smash players caught performing activities that wouldn't necessarily be legal in the United States, or actually anywhere in the world, so to speak, too. Except... maybe some prefectures in Japan, all right? I'll let you put two and two together, okay? Piece that one up.
Does it have to do with the age of something?
It has to do with a lot of the... there is a commonality in birth dates, for sure. Interactions...
in the square. Just put it in the square hole, viewer.
Let me tell you, it was the interactions with some people who may not be eligible for a driver's license. That's all I'm going to put out okay. there, okay?
Interesting.
But yeah, apparently that was the whole thing between
it was a,
like
it was a, what would yeah. they like to call on YouTube these days? It was code cupcake.
Yeah, it
interesting.
Was like, dude, anybody who gets that code for their shit. Oh my god,
dude! Code they should cupcake. Just have like you know the demonetization the symbols. It's like a green dollar sign, a yellow dollar sign, and then a cupcake if it's really really dude, bad.
Dude, the abbreviation for Call of Duty points is so unfortunate.
I know. You know the thing is funny, it's like now that we mentioned EDP, you guys see him back. He was like uploading the TikTok. He had a whole ass cupcake that he was eating. I'm like, dude, this man like
he's a fucking I like what is the end game for that, you think? What is the how do you go through how do you be EDP and have the result that he's had and then just keep coming back? Like, does he just do this forever?
Dude,
how does he make money and retire?
Or... he has nothing else.
I think he's just...
that's it.
He's in, like, that Halo Reach mentality where he's, like, just survive, get to the next day. Like, I think that's the only thing pushing him right now because there's no prospects.
Halo Reach mentality.
Yeah.
The end mission, survive.
Yeah, precisely.
Wow. think you might be right.
Yeah, it's a wild world to be in.
That's funny.
Dude, anytime you work with Nintendo, I just feel like most people should understand, like, bro, Nintendo's just out to screw you, okay? Like, it is what it is. Nintendo's unfortunately got so many people stuck with that nostalgia. Like, just because at the end of the day, like, Nintendo can do, or Nintendo could literally sue a dying child in a third world country for emulating a ROM of Pokemon. And that would, like, they would get bad press for, like, 4 hours until, like, they release a Pokemon game and then everyone just forgets about it, okay? Like, the Pokemon game that just came out, dude, it is, like, technical dog, okay? Like, I'm surprised that ever got through.
The thing with, like, Nintendo exclusives is that they fuck up everywhere except where it matters, with the exception of Pokemon, where all the first-party exclusives they've been dropping have been bangers. Like, Metroid Dread, Breath of the Wild, and Mario Odyssey.
Xenoblade,
like,
3, Splatoon,
And Smash, for that matter. But it's like, they just fuck up in every other turf, but the games is what, like, people care about at the end of the day, especially the casual audiences.
True.
Who are not terminally online.
But like us.
But like, see, that's the there's a problem with that too. It's like, some people who aren't terminally online, you know, they'll buy a Pokemon game. Do you not have standards? Okay, like, when I go out to eat food, I'm not eating literal dog, you know, like, just on the ground. That's what the game is.
So Pokemon is the exception. I agree, but also yes, because I know so many fucking people who, like, are coping hard with Pokemon being a good game despite the state. Like, I was with a few friends earlier, like, last week, and they were playing it, like, because it had just come out on the TV. And from the distance, it was, like, two flat colors, green, brown, and then a person. And, it was barely a functioning game. They're like, no, but the gameplay is good. I'm like, is it?
But how is it? The game is so easy. Okay, so I played the new Pokemon game. I think I'm halfway through it. And I'll be real, I've never been challenged. This is the one game I can confirm, and I will make this statement. You can actually be legally dead and probably find a way to finish this game. You know what I mean? You don't even need to have a pulse.
The only thing you need to be Pokemon is a pulse. That's about it. That's not about... Yeah. It's just an IP that's running on nostalgia. Like, they're not trying to give you a challenge.
True.
You know,
because they make more money on anything else.
Yeah, it's like the biggest media franchise in the world, and because of that, it has to be on an assembly line of production. Like, they can't wait to make a better game by delaying it. They have already the merch rollout for the next year planned, and the anime.
Also, Why risk it? Do you know that? I think
because it clearly doesn't matter. Like, it's 10 million sales.
That's what I'm about to say.
Days.
Pokemon Scarlet's the highest selling Pokemon game already. Right, like. Why should they risk it and try to make Dark
Souls? It's the most successful launch for the Switch, apparently. Which is just
Pokemon Scarlet.
It's the new Pokemon.
It's a new one.
The Scarlet and Violet.
Oh, okay.
Well, the thing is, like, the thing is,
that's the one we're making fun of.
Yeah, the thing with Pokemon is, like, so Nintendo, I would imagine working as a team at Nintendo must be some of the most demoralizing shit imaginable, you know? Because it's like,
wait, team? You think there's more than one person working on these games?
No. I mean, the team, the development teams. Yeah, or like, if you're working on, like, Zelda or Xenoblade, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, imagine
you can.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I feel like Game Freak just wants to make something else now. Like, set them free, man. Let somebody else do it. They clearly don't want it anymore.
I don't think you can trust Game Freak with making anything else, dude. I think they're just fine sitting where... You understand what an average day at Game Freak must be like? Like, they just come in and they're like, hey, we need to make 100 new Pokemon. And they just like, they're like, oh...
Alright, so this new Pokemon is a Flamingo.
We'll call this Docky, dude. This is the new one.
Ken Sugimori just sobbing in his room.
Dude, I actually saw there's this guy Wolfie. He's like a competitive Pokemon player. He's a friend of mine, and he was saying that the new meta is this Pokemon is one of the strongest Pokemon of all time, and it's literally just a Flamingo.
I'm just gonna say it like it is. 343 Industries cares more about fucking Halo than Game Freak cares about Pokemon.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
That's how shameful it's gotten. Like as a Halo fan, you can go to their subreddit and they'll be like suffering the copium all day. But then, like, the moment it's like, hey, it's better than Pokemon. Hey, it's better than what they're getting.
No, but have you guys gotten to try Forge yet? I haven't installed it yet.
What?
I'm not gonna try it.
No, that's fair.
Dude, that's a lot of gigabytes that are not worth installing.
I can understand being too burnt. It's not on mine either.
I've given up.
you say
I've
it,
given
and
up
I
on
like
Halo, guys.
You know, it's a sad day when I have a Call of Duty game, when I have multiple Call of Duty games and not one f***ing Halo title installed on my computer.
Yeah, yeah, I've been like really enjoying MW2, man. I don't know what it is, but it's got it.
Don't let YouTube know that. Don't tell YouTube about that. Jesus Christ. Apparently you're supposed to hate the fuck out of it.
It's lukewarm.
Dude.
At best.
I kind of hate it when like I go on, like I was like, hey guys, I like Modern Warfare 2. You like games that are easy? You like Call of Duty games with SBPM? And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
And they just go back to playing Pokemon, a real challenge.
The difference is when you're dog shit, it feels way better than it used to.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been dog shit at Call of Duty, and that's why I'm glad that it puts me into my life.
Yeah, it puts me with the other fucking little like goblins who suck at it, and like I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, they're always like, I have to try hard in a game. So, like, I play a lot of Siege, and obviously you're like, it also has, like, ELO matchmaking. And my response is always like, why would you want to play against, like dipshits, you know? Like, why do you want to play against, like, the crayon eaters of the fucking universe? Like, do you want to actually get better at the game? It's like, I don't want to try hard. And I'm like, well, then don't.
That's the thing with Call of Duty, though. It's like, you know, the fun feeling almost comes from shitting on everyone else. Like, that's very much the appeal. And that's why I like it, because I'm just at the top of whatever the lowest class is. So, you know, everybody below that.
Yeah, you're on the COD short bus, but you're the front of the short bus is sort of what you think. Yeah.
Are you allowed to say that, Mira?
I just said a short bus. There's no implication. What are you talking about? I was on a short bus.
That's the Caleb smile of, I got canceled for that before.
Did you?
You know, just see the film roll behind his eyes.
Yeah.
You can see the comment section PTSD. You know the thing about it.
You can't say that.
I stopped giving a shit about that because like ever since I saw like the super like I hate using this word, but like the super wokey types on the internet, when I heard them use the R word, I was like, bro, I don't care. I'm just gonna throw this out like candy now, because apparently if y'all gonna be ableist, bro, I'm gonna be, come on now. Like, I'm actually an R word, so I'm allowed to say it. Come on now. Like, Jesus Christ. What is going on here?
I had a friend who got his ADHD diagnosis, and like the first thing he did was like say that he's team R word and he can say it now. Like, first thing when he got his certificate.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, you're team R word.
Can you say R word if you have like autism and stuff?
I mean,
there's no rules. Okay, if they're gonna,
if people want to be upset at you,
they don't need an excuse to be upset at you. They'll find a way. Okay, there are no rules.
Yeah,
I'm too R-worded to even
care. I
don't want
to be disrespectful to people. Worse.
I mean, like at the end of the day, it's wild.
Pretty sure you fall into the fold.
Okay, here's the thing about offense, okay? Obviously, when we use certain words, I want to say, like...
The R-fold.
I want to say, like, none of us go with the offense of offending, like, a group of people. These are just words we grew up saying to just refer to anybody doing dumb shit, you know what I mean? But then again, people will hate you no matter what. Like, I've had so many people who are just like... I had one comment, actually, one DM sent to me on Twitter, and it's the greatest one. It's like, how do you, some guy that, like, traumatizes his friends with anime... and some right-wing gun nut have in common. I'm like, well, let me tell you, kid. I'm like, wow, this is some apt description. Hold on.
Wow, okay. That's us.
Right-wing gun nut.
Yeah, right-wing gun nut.
It's insane how many people think I'm a right-wing gun nut. I'm definitely a gun nut. I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, given what you possess, yes, you are, in fact, a gun
nut. I'm a gun nut, yeah.
He's gonna bring out the revolver again. Just watch.
Nope.
He's always
Coach Gunn.
No,
Coach Gunn.
It's a major misconception because like every single gay person I've met has liked guns. Every single one.
Yeah,
they're useful.
He's saying.
I mean, like you're been hunting
squares and rectangles, man. Squares and rectangles, man.
I like guns, but I ain't into
not
that
those
stuff.
Kind.
Dude,
I was a.
Go ahead.
I don't know what it is though. I forgot I was gonna say.
You don't know
I'm
what
sure
it is
it was
about
good.
Certain guns. Yeah, you said squares and rectangles.
I it just fucking ran out my brain like right after I had stopped talking.
Just because
you started
out.
Thinking about guns.
Yep. You started thinking about this old chestnut.
I was thinking about slurs. It's more fun saying the ones that you got used on you growing up. That's like what gives them their like little flavor.
I got called dickhead a lot by my father.
Your dad called you a dickhead?
My dad called me dickhead more than he called me Caleb.
Let's go. Give
us an example. You're coming home, right? Like, I'm Caleb. Yeah. I walk through the door.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, what's going on?
Clean the kitchen, dickhead. Clean the kitchen, dickhead.
Oh.
Clean the kitchen, dickhead.
Sure, Dad.
Or hurry up, asshole. Or stuff like that. He would call me asshole and dickhead. It was very endearing. I never felt bullied, but I just was called dickhead a lot.
Yeah, so whatever, you're going to...
I got called buddy a bunch. Now I call my cat buddy. I imagine you do the same.
I call my cat... Never mind.
What do you call your cat? Come on, Shane Dawson, speak up.
Let's just move on. It's all an illusion. It's not real.
Yeah, there's a reason why when he saw Dream's face reveal, he was like, oh my god, is that Shane Dawson?
Man, and, Dream face reveal is wild. Vein. I remember when I saw Dream's like face show up, I was like, man, wait a minute, that guy looks kind of hot. And then like I looked at the comment section, I'm like, damn, they're roasting you, bro. What the f***?
Like, there was no hope for him. It could have been Chris Evans under there.
Yeah,
that was literally
an eye-opening week for me and Nux, I imagine.
Oh, God,
I
gave quite many virtual hugs.
Well, I just straight up said, I'm like, dude, you're an attractive-looking guy. And then you see the Twitter comments, and it's like, oh, shit, this man is... Whew, this man's going through a moment right now is all I'm saying.
I can't believe he's still alive. I couldn't handle it, man. It was fun, though, because I met him like in the week he face revealed. At TwitchCon. Mm-hmm. But like, when I met him, I go up to him. He's a foot taller than me, and I ask, hey, do you know who Quite is? And he's like, nah, I'm not really great with names, but like, what does he do? And I'm like, nah, that's all right. And then I walk away.
you know, my favorite thing about like your Dream is like, I wonder how many people have actually met this guy and can talk shit about his channel to him without him knowing. Like imagine
dude,
he's like
he
going out there.
He picks up fast food and he's like, never you me. Hear about that idiot that cheated on a speed run?
Yeah.
Dumb fuck. That's stupid.
That's like, looks like his cat too, doesn't he? I bet. That was pre-face reveal, I guess. So.
Imagine we're all like sitting at like a restaurant, like Dream's just there. Like he's just part of the crew. He's just part there. Like, we don't even know. He's just there. He's like a super cool guy to us. And then like to his face, we're like, so wait until I tell you about this dumb fucking dipshit on YouTube. The guy gets a Harvard
it happened to
physicist.
Me once.
No, dude.
And he's got this fucking dumb song about this dumb, stupid mask thing. It's so dumb, dude.
That's what he was doing to the pills in the music video.
He just listens into the next booth, and then he hears one guy saying, and then he apologizes in his bathtub.
That's what the point of the mask is.
This motherfucker wore shoes on his bed. Disgusting.
Bro, just take your normal pills, that. Quite. Come on.
Hey, don't call me that.
Quite?
Ooh. There was the implication. Never mind.
I was like, I don't know if somebody in like your real life did anything because you're at Biden's press conference over here. Like, Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
dude.
Why are you at Biden's?
Yeah,
wait, sorry, dude.
Wrong room.
Aren't you getting ready for? Oh, is this the war room with Kanye 2024?
They're about to kill Osama.
This is when they killed Bin Laden.
Yeah, that's dude, weird that I knew that photo. That's really weird,
dude. Kanye,
it's a very famous. This is me. This is me in the Situation Room. This is me in the Secret Service car. This is me on a date with Spring Trap.
I love how you have the Shutterstock right there.
Precise. I mean, that's what makes it good.
It makes it authentic.
The Getty Images logo means I was on the red carpet.
I wonder if Shutterstock
can make more money.
Can I
just say that he's a VTuber, guys? And last time he was on this podcast, all three of you were roasting me for being a PNG. An NFT! That was the NFT episode!
Quite's not an NFT. Quite's the president of the United States, bro. There's a bit of a big difference here.
Look at the still image. It's very obvious.
This is
inappropriate. Bro, you're outside the White House. You're standing outside the White House at night. And
yeah,
he's
current President Joe Biden is cheering me on. Like, what are you...
you know the best aspect about like some of the wildest shit. I lost my whole train of thought there looking at the presidential okay, shit.
You're looking at Caleb cosplay a demented man.
How the fuck do you do that, dude? That's crazy.
That's
like how quoting Biden from the podcast, right?
I literally, like, if you close your eyes right now, you're at a retirement home. You're at the smelliest retirement home.
This is just gonna be Caleb in 80 years. He's gonna go,
come here, grandson. You kid. Hey, grandson.
I think I heard this from my parents' room one night.
House, dickhead.
I think that's what hell is like. Hell has to be just one big ass retirement home that you just don't get away from.
You just keep getting older till you eventually are just like a flap of skin. All your bones are gone, but you're still conscious.
Yeah, yeah, your nerve endings are still intact somehow.
Yeah,
that's scarier than fire, dude. Like, to be honest with you.
And then you have some people on the internet scared of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Hey, it's a scary video game.
Please. Every time.
I can't help it. It's like some kind of weird tick that I've got.
You're a weird tick.
I know the same thing. I have so many clips of FNAF songs that I just randomly say out loud. It's pretty bad.
What about Kanye, though?
FNAF music? Hold on a minute. Wait. You have FNAF music you just sing out loud?
I've made like a few videos on like these really old fucking dog shit Five Nights at Freddy's animations, and there's one where like this attraction is great, so many guards I can R-word. And it's like one of the animatronics singing that. In like just little clips from those really awful music videos sometimes.
Damn, quite. You have a real way of redlining the fucking content. Jesus Christ. That one from...
What's the phrase again?
This attraction is great. So many guards I can R-word. And canonically, in the game, the security guard is the person who's saying that's son. So it's like double whammy.
Wow.
FNAF lore.
Huh.
Wow. Yeah, you've not come to the right place. Canon. We don't love FNAF on this podcast.
I think you guys should get into it. It's really awesome.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you'd really
like it, Mudahar.
I tried getting into Five Nights at Freddy's. You know what happened in the middle of it? I fell asleep. No joke.
You loved it. loved the Wendigo video. I'm gonna watch every Game Theory episode,
bro. Okay, I watch Game Theory for a different reason because that's because Matt Pat's so fucking hot. But hey, I'm sitting down. No, you know, like, there's actually a bit of recording. I'll have to find it. It's literally me playing Five. Like, I recorded. This is when it was brand new, right? So this is, like, the third video. I never released it. Because, like, halfway filming into this video, my narcolepsy kicked in, and I just, like, started snoring. So I wake up with drool over my, like, fucking hoodie. And I, like, look through, and I'm like, you're at, like, an hour and 10 minutes recording, and it's just, like, me snoring while, like, there's a big-ass FNAF game over screen. I'm like, huh? I'm like, well, see, this is why I'm not into the game. It's just like, it gets so boring for me because I'm like, okay.
Did you try FNAF 2 through 7 to see if you liked those ones?
Oh, hell no. I bought Custom Night because I bought FNAF Custom Night because my aunt's kids were coming over. And I was like, oh, this is a game for them. Sure, I'll buy them Five Nights on PlayStation. So they have the ability
for
you.
Actually.
Dude, they have the ability for you to enable every enemy and, like, at the hardest difficulty at the same time, bro, you will not last a second. The moment you hit start game, insta-death. Like, it's like you start the game on max difficulty, and I swear to God, best way to explain this, POV, you're a fucking 12-year-old at a Smash convention, okay? Done. You're like, it's over. Like, you're gone.
Did you know there's someone who's beaten that mode?
What?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, all right. This is that person obviously has cheat engine running.
One person, one or two people. But anyways,
that does not surprise me even a little.
Dude, you see like what the hardcore gamers do with like Dark Souls and stuff? It's like Dark Souls, but there's four of every enemy, and every enemy is the final boss, and they somehow beat that game. You know?
I saw a guy finish it where it was like they played all the soul stuff and didn't take a single hit recently.
Yeah, that's insane. The famous...
No damage runs blow my mind.
Yeah, but imagine no damage run of every Souls... this whole Soulsborne series, like back to back to back to back.
That sounds painful.
Yeah, it's like honestly, a 12-hour run, and like people do it.
At that point, it's like the game's not even fun anymore. It's just like you've methodically like figured out.
You've gotten so good at this game that you can't even enjoy doing it. Like, you're beyond the game's skill ceiling.
It's like when I played Halo on Legendary for the first time, like any of the Halo games. Like, Halo 2 Legendary, for anybody who's watching, it's like that game on Cooperative Legendary will make you hate your friends. Because the thing to Halo 2 is that it'll knock you back to a checkpoint if one of you dies, okay?
Oh, my God.
That sucks.
That's rough.
So, like, it's the only Halo game that does it, by the way. Everyone else lets you respawn if there's at least one person alive. So you always have that one friend that you all just are like, really, bro? You suck that hard at it? Because they're always dying. There's always that one guy, okay? They always keep dying on you. So you never we have never finished Halo 2 Legendary Co-op because I could never find one person. Look, we always have this one guy that'll just, like, fuck the entire game up for us. It's insanity. But, yeah, that's kind of, like, generally the whole thing that I get out of anybody that's playing games with, like, those super hard difficulties. Like, at some point you get so good that I feel like you don't even see the game. You just see, like, ones and zeros. Like, you just actually see the code in front of you.
It's like speedrunners are not working within whatever the devs have set out as, like, the goals in the game. They literally just have to create the meta from scratch almost.
Yeah, because it's just, like, it's insane because they're kind of like game testers on crack cocaine is what I kind of look at speedrunners as, you know? Because it's, like, what a speedrunner does is probably what a game tester does, right? Like, they're actively trying to break the game to see if there's, like, boundary issues or, like, you know,
maybe
they
didn't get any of those guys for the new Pokemon game. That's for sure.
No, that department was a tumbleweed, like, putting through that. I don't even think Game Freak has a section for that. It's like, quality assurance, whoa. What do you think is going on here? But yeah, that's generally what I get out of, like, speedrunners and all that fucking shit. Especially with, like, any game, especially, like, just super difficult games. Like, I see people playing, like racing games, and it's just, like, they're so in tune. Like, you see some people taking it so seriously. Like, there was a period in my life where I was into, like, driver simulators, like, driving sims. I was actually building, like, a whole sim kit here to, like, drive. And
that's
I stopped in the middle of it because I'm like, man, I don't have enough time for this in the day. And also, I'm like, people get really into it, like, really, really into that shit. Like, they become, like, full-on. You're not even playing a game anymore. Like, at that point, you're actually driving a vehicle. It's like some people have crazy, like, flight sim rigs where it's like they're actually, like, modeling a goddamn Boeing. And I'm like, yo, at that point, you're not playing a game, brother. You're like, you're a goddamn, like, FAA-trained pilot.
You're
like,
just
Jesus
going to work.
Christ.
You're just going to work, except you're getting paid in the metaverse.
Did you guys see that video of the dude who tried to pass, like, army sniper training by using, like, Pavlov?
Yeah.
No.
What? No.
That shit. There was, like, this dude who, he only did it virtually, but, like, he tried to hit all of the fucking U.S. Army sniper training requirements in Pavlov. By, like, using the really fucking off-weight guns.
That's hilarious.
That's fucking wild. Jesus Christ. In VR?
I don't know. It's funny. It's describing, there was an episode of Rick and Morty where they were playing, like, really realistic games, and they were just really boring because they were extremely realistic. It's like, in one of them, they're, like, flying some spaceship in space, and there's nothing anywhere. There's, like, no asteroids. There's nothing because most of space is just empty space. So you're just flying a ship. And that's it. And then the Street Fighter version is each player starts off in their house and has to go through the city to find the opponent to fight. And they're just walking through a city, going on the train, going in the subway, and they're just kind of... And it just takes 4 hours to find your opponent to fight. It's like, there comes to a point where realism ruins the gaming experience.
Yeah. I mean, it's like playing Shenmue, man. Like, eventually when you have to go to fucking work in that game, yeah, it ruins the experience a little bit.
It's like, imagine complaining when you're playing...
That's part of my problem with simulation theory. It's like, if life is a game, how much does, like, the real world suck ass that you made something this shit? I don't know. It can get pretty boring pretty fast because you're just doing nothing all day.
That's a good argument.
It's either that or the person that
this is more exciting than...
Well, the person that designed the simulation must be, like, really meticulous, you know? It's like, I need to see every aspect of
boredom.
They're
like, they're a Kojima type where they have all these weird little fucking details for no reason.
What if our entire existence is just some, like, E3 panel outside? It's like, hey, guys,
it's a fucking demo, dude. We're not even a simulation. It's a demo.
Yeah. And Dan Kojima's just like, hold on, guys. You play The Sims? Well, let me tell you about The Sims 5 right here.
Check this out.
It's like only available on iPhone.
iPhone.
Yo, that would actually be even worse if we're a fucking mobile game.
We're just a mobile game.
Imagine if our entire existence is just a mobile game ad for a YouTuber in the universe above us, in the reality above us, though.
That would explain why there's so many of us.
Yeah, yeah, but okay, so would that mean, like, are we like the common drop or the rare or the legendary units? Which one are we?
I think
YouTubers
it all
depends. Gotta be bottom rank.
We have to be there.
It's all about the story. It's like the dream face reveal quest. That was a, like, low tier quest. The Kanye West Shalom arc, that was definitely higher tier Shalom. Somewhere.
The Shalom arc.
Dude, so can we just all like stop? Can we just all like agree that Kanye shouldn't have his dick licked anymore? Like, bro, he's been unhinged and crazy for a long ass time. And no one should be surprised.
I was talking to my friend about the Kanye West thing and, you know, the whole like, you know, Jews own the entire world and all the corporations in the world, right?
So, did you see the Tim Pool thing with him?
Not. I saw that they were together, but I didn't see anything.
He walked out of Tim Pool because Tim Pool wasn't like going full anti-Semitic with him.
Whoa, that's hilarious.
Because so it's funny. Like, I want to just explain this before you get into it because it's hilariously wild. So Tim Pool, obviously, he's the internet centrist, I guess, so to speak. Right? That's what like the kind of. I think that's the official moniker that he agrees to. So, anyways, he has Nick Fuentes.
Who's Milo, a crackpot from what I saw.
Oh yeah, you've got Milo, whatever the fuck that last Yiannopoulos. Name is. I'm not even gonna go there.
The feminism is cancer guy.
Okay, mm-hmm. and then you slogan. Have Kanye, so
and also got... the pray the gay away guy too.
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah, he was gay. Now he's Catholic and he's not
wait,
gay.
What? He said conversion therapy worked on him.
Oh my god. Yeah, I didn't hear that update. Last I saw, he was like preaching the whole the gospel and then also you know being gay and. I just thought he like kind of had that work together.
Yeah, I don't believe the whole like
he's evolved.
Therapy work, but hey.
Oh my
but,
god!
But you had all these three people together, and like the topic came up where it's like apparently like well, Tim Pool was like, so they canceled you, and then like Kanye's like, who's they? Like Nick Fuentes jumps in. If you really think about they in the context, it was turning into like the whole like the Jews control the media, and they were like that's where the whole thing was going to. And Tim Pool is like, I ain't having that, bro. Like, I ain't going down that conspiratorial rabbit hole with you guys. And he just walks out. Kanye just leaves. He's like, I'm done. I'm like, okay. Wild, wild guy. Yeah, he's full, like, he's went to the full anti-Semitism arc, and he's committed to the bit pretty hard.
Seeing Sneeko in the same picture as him was fucking weird.
Oh, dude, did you see Sneeko versus Charlie?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, yeah, I did.
It's just sad. It's like, how can you root for this dude? I don't understand. Like, how could you be part of that audience? Weird. How could you be in that fan base? We called him out before he was famous.
Well, Sneeko got mad on us.
Wait, he got mad at us?
He got mad at us?
He got mad at us because we called him a fucking, like, we called him an R-word or whatever in, like, the podcast.
You mean we correctly diagnosed him and he got upset?
Yeah. We exactly. So we went on and, like, he...
Is he... Did he act...
Well, I was on a thing with Destiny, and he was on there, and he like immediately went off on me. He's like, "Yo, I watched the podcast." But Sneeko is really easy to rile up and make mad. All you have to do is just like fucking. He's so easy to troll. Like the dude has like the thinnest skin imaginable. Like I literally,
dude,
was
the
just...
guy said he likes Cuties, the Netflix show, and he found it sexually. Hey, he found
insane,
it attractive.
Bro.
That's why the guy has like no validity. Like if you like Cuties, you just like the feds should be checking that drive, homie, is all I'm saying. But like the Charlie video illuminated me. Like that one was like, oh shit, that's what Sneeko, because I didn't even know the Sneeko's Cutie thing. Like I didn't know that at all. Like I was like,
so he's got a really long history, man. I've watched him since I was like 13 in some form. Like I've known of him for a very long time.
Are you saying you've been like, red-pilled?
No, shut the fuck up. cannot comment, according to my lawyers. But I watched him when I was like younger, and then when I had like around 100K, he was around like 10, 20, and I gave him a shout out back then because I thought I was like watching him as he was coming.
Sorry
up with
to
that
hear
weird
that,
video
bro.
Essay
I'm
format.
Sorry, that's PewDiePie.
And then
that's PewDiePie shouting out
him,
ER all over again.
Watching him go off the fucking rails has been so disappointing. Like, because he used to make like really thought provoking and compelling stuff, and had
no, he was a good YouTuber.
Level of self awareness to him.
It's a shame that he's went down this insane like rabbit hole for sure. I don't know. I feel it's like, you know, it's easy to say like, oh, somebody went down this because it's a profitable hole for them, and maybe they're just like grifting in it. But it's like, Sneeko's a young guy. Guarantee he surrounded himself with people that like have just left a long lasting impression. Like when he was like making this, like when he was making that critical thing, and like he showed a picture of like Charlie and his girlfriend, and I was like, "What is the own here? Like, what was so you got like a normal like relationship?"
He looks so happy, bro.
He shows literally like a happy picture.
Look at you living in the suburbs.
No, but it's like I think that was just part of his thing. Like, he's against monogamy because men need more than one sexual partner.
I'm just gonna say it like this. This is gonna sound toxic as fuck, but I don't even care. I'll commit to it. Any of these red pill guys, I'm just gonna say, if you're watching your girl get fucked by another dude, you're not an alpha. Okay, like, I'm just saying it like it is. Okay, you're okay. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. All right, but like, you can't just pass yourself off as a fucking alpha dude if that's what you're getting into. All right, like, if Sneeko is like coming up and like trying to promote that lifestyle to me, I'm like, that doesn't make you based and cool. Like, that doesn't make you like a red pill. Like, that's so against the red pill doctrine that it's not even like funny. Like, it's just like you're literally trying to pose.
It's funny. I think the red pill doctrine became a lot more like self justification. It's like you see something and it bothers you, but you have to make it sound like you did it on purpose because it's making you tougher. It's like,
there was similar vibes that I got from that, like in the video where he admits that. It's like he's trying to justify himself, like, yeah, no, it's actually good that I went through that, even though I'm clearly like really uncomfortable with the fact that happened.
Yeah, it's like, if you're uncomfortable, then don't partake in it. Don't agree to these things. Like, it's so wild to see, like, again, you're right. It is like hella justification from their end. It's just weird seeing like all these guys act like they're the hardest men imaginable when like the actual men in my life that you look up to don't have to tell you that they're masculine. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have to walk around with a big sign on their chest that says they're a fucking man. You know, like, my dad doesn't have to do that. My uncles don't have to do that. Nobody has to really do that. You know, they don't have to walk around like the fucking tapes, if you will, with big cigars in their mouth.
Bugatti?
Bugatti.
What is that? What color is that Bugatti?
Bugatti.
You know what? I was considering like buying a Bugatti just to counter that, like the whole thing. I'm like, what color is your Bugatti? I'm like, well, since I'm in crippling debt right now, I'll tell you right now, I got it in jet black. That's my
it's
Bugatti.
Jet black with an anime Bugatti girl on it.
That won't be funny by the end of the year.
Yeah, I got a Bugatti for a bit, but my accountant's gonna fucking shit on me 100%.
But hey, it's a tax write-off.
Dude, I looked at the Bugatti stuff too. I was like, man, maybe it might be funny for a bit, but then I looked at the price, I'm like, oh hell no, it's like $3 million. I'm like,
Man, there's like such a limited stock, isn't there? Like, you need to go through like a application process or some shit.
You need to go, I don't know if you need to go through an application process. I think you just need to have like the funds. Like, I'm pretty sure if you can just give them $3 million, they'll start building yours, you know? It's like any.
I'm pretty sure you have to be a part of a club.
Yeah, you got to be in the
Ferrari 408.
What's
the Ferrari 408? You have to own like another Ferrari. You have to own another Ferrari before you can buy the next Ferrari. It's like a battle pass.
It's a battle pass for really rich people. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Ferrari has the original battle pass.
What's that thing he says? The war room. Right. You got to be part of the war room.
You mean pay $10,000 to be part of a big-ass Discord server?
To be in a Discord server where they'll kick you out if your accomplishments don't merit you. They're, you know.
I feel like I'm missing a reference here.
It's a Tate War Room. So, like, Andrew Tate, you know, he has his Hustlers University?
Oh, his paid-for thing.
He has his Hustlers University for $50, and then he has the War Room for $10,000. You could be in an even better Discord server. And this is with the top minds of the generation, where they all get together to plot world domination.
This is the most Reddit thing I've ever heard that isn't on Reddit.
If I saw Sneeko in that server, I'd immediately go leave. I'd terminate that spot. I'd terminate that purchase, and I'd like an issue a chargeback.
You're telling me you wouldn't lurk just to see what happens?
Andrew Tate. If Sneeko joins the server, Andrew Tate would kick him out. That would be the biggest red flag that there's something wrong with the server if Sneeko's in there.
Sneeko is... It's wild to see him with Kanye. I don't even know how that came out to be, but I guess he's... I guess in a way he's made it in that culture, you know. You succeeded, buddy.
He's in that crowd. Yeah. It's that red pill.
He was talking to Nick Fuentes a bunch, like before, like Nick was like seen with Kanye.
Yeah.
So mutual connections.
Yep. I saw that.
Well, when I saw
Nick
them all,
with Kanye.
Do you think? Do you think Kanye is going to eventually get his shit together? Do you think it's eventually going to like somebody's going to intervene? You know,
with the company he's keeping, no. There's no one left. Like as weird as it is to say, like the closest thing he had to that was like Kim and like maybe some of the music people he collaborated with frequently. I don't think that it's really going to happen.
I don't think he can make music anymore. Like, I don't think, like, his next album's really going to take off as much as the last one did, really.
It's nice getting to know you up close, Oompa. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's real. That's really...
That's pretty sexy.
My light died.
But I don't know. I agree. Like, the rollout's going to be tricky on anything he tries to put out again, even if there's, like, a rehabilitation form, which I don't think he'll go for.
Well, like, at the end of the day, it's like, he's obviously, like, mentally unwell. Like, let's not pretend that that's not a thing. But, like, okay, how much does that excuse the behavior, though, you know?
It doesn't. It's just the reason behind it.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's not, doesn't mean he's, like, absolved from the consequences of it. It's just we know, like, what needs to be acted on to get him to, you know, maybe wind it down, hopefully.
And, like, at some point, it's just, like...
Because I have diarrhea.
Wait, you just shit all over the floor?
Wait, you too?
I was just making a very, very genius, intellectual crossover between my favorite anecdote, shit, and this situation.
Brother, we're talking about Kanye West. There ain't nothing genius about this situation. No,
genius, like the name of the documentary, I got you.
Yes, exactly.
No, he's going into the way of, like, being the world's most, like, high net worth profile lolcow at this point. So it's
calling Kanye West the lolcow is really funny.
I mean, Dude, but that's what it is, though.
It's so sad to watch too. It's really just so sad to watch. It's like
I think it's kind of entertaining.
In some ways, yes, but it is sad. I have a lot of friends who, you know, how Spotify Wrapped just came out.
Yeah.
They all just have Kanye as number one, and they fucking, like, scribbled it out, and they're like, I swear it was before November.
Yeah, like, the AI is really tripping right now, boys. I'll be real here. I would have posted that and be like, you know, this guy's on to something. I'm not even gonna listen to him.
Yeah, he's a bit of an up-and-comer. You might have heard of him.
Unknown artist Kanye West. I can't wait to see what he does in 10 years.
He's got some wild rumored new things anti-Semite. About... Yeah, rumor. I can't get over the whole DeathCon tweet that happened. I was just you know what I saw that? I felt like I still felt like I was sleeping. Like, I thought that I was actually still dreaming. No joke. Like, when I read that, I was like, this can't be real. And then I refreshed it on my phone. I'm like, oh, it's real. Oh, this motherfucker. I'm gonna get that printed out and I'm gonna put that somewhere on this wall over here. Not in frame, obviously. I don't want people to know. But I'm gonna have it, like, right here. So if I, like, look up at the camera, I'm like, yeah, there you go. All right, Kanye, keep inspiring me. His tweet was so insane. I was like, man, if that doesn't end up on a tattoo in me at some point in the future, I'll be doing something totally wrong with my life. Like, God, Kanye is just, he's a wild guy, dude. He's a wild, wild character, man. Like, between, honestly, ever since Elon bought Twitter, the world's, like, accelerated, like, clown mode pretty hard.
Speaking of Elon buying Twitter, I like Twitter more now. Not gonna lie.
Me too. Yeah. I like Twitter, dude. I actually been using it.
I use it about as much as I did. I'm just, you know, I'm salty because the check marks are really important and valuable, obviously. They have real world value.
Right. I'm upset because he ruined my verified tab. Now my verified tab is full of normal people. I don't have to talk to them, but I don't want to see what they have to say.
I don't even want to know they exist.
Bro, it just keeps reminding me that I'm not in a little bubble echo chamber, and it's so annoying.
How am I supposed to know if I have self-worth if everybody can have a checkmark? It makes no sense.
Dude, I have to click on it to see that it was paid for by Twitter Blue?
Quiet, are you going to be paying for Twitter Blue?
No. I still have it because of, like, I had it before the whole thing. And I'm just, if it goes, it goes.
Wait, dude, your checkmark says paid by Twitter Blue?
Let me check that.
No, it says
quick.
Because you're notable in government, whatever. If I lose it, then I lose it. I'm not paying for it.
Dude, but then how will I know if it's the real person?
I think what they're going to do, have you seen all the people who have the official mark?
Yeah,
I think everyone who has the original checkmark is going to get that.
Which is dumb because it just makes verification again. Like, it's
because this whole point was to get rid of the Lord and Peasant system, and that's just the Lord and Peasant system all over
just
again.
Just recreate it with more steps.
Dude, he's just trying to make this thing profitable, man. He spent billions of dollars on something that's not going to
get
you money.
Like, I don't know why he signed that contract.
Oh, because he got sued into it.
It went too far. It went too far, man.
Yeah, you know, before the whole Twitter thing was purchased, he's just sitting over there like, oh God, please don't sue me. And then he gets sued. He's like, well, it's not going to be the richest guy in the world, but I own the biggest lemon.
Yeah, right? It's like, all right, a $44 billion fun weekend. You know?
$44 billion L.
You think there's like a group chat of like just the billionaires and they just keep shitting on him every day. It's like, hey Elon,
it's
how's
called
that
the
L
war room?
Nah, it's ever since, dude, nobody's been to Epstein's Island in ages.
No, dude, that's not, God, come on. Dude, you know, I will say something about Elon's moderation. I've had him and Ghislaine Maxwell as my cover photo for like weeks now. Not a single problem. Does not care at all, and I appreciate that. You know, people are like, Elon's just going to shut down any criticism. I'm like, he hasn't shut that down. I think he's a little proud of that photo.
He probably really was happy with how he did the bow tie that day.
Yeah. That's
you know, his response to that was actually, he's like, yo, she photobombed me, bro. Like, I don't even know what to tell you. Like, she just came in.
I did say that. I was like, it's like, this is a weird position for them to be taking a picture in together.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like someone butted in. I don't know.
He's just like sitting over there. It's like, oh, it's going to be bad news one day. I heard some weird shit about this.
Have you heard about that Reddit account that Ghislaine Maxwell supposedly has?
No.
What?
So there's like an account that goes back years to like mid-2000s that like has a few posts about the legality of like, or the age of consent and like, or sorry, you might want to bleep that, say like COD points or whatever. But it would make these posts for 13 years up to the point where like they got found out and then randomly the account stopped posting. And it had involvement with there was like some common interest they had it that Ghislaine Maxwell publicly had at the time and the things that the account would post about. So it's like just kind of theorized that was this hers? And we never really know, but it's a weird little artifact.
Yeah, U/Maxwell Hill.
Bro.
What?
I don't know. I don't think it's her.
But dude, this is a 14-year-old account that's been active throughout it.
I don't know.
Yeah, bro, I'm looking through the account. I'll be real, man. Like, either it's her or this is some really committed troll, you know? Like, this is some YouTube. This is some, like, up-and-coming YouTuber that's like, this is going to be my landmark video. I'm just going to fake this and then I'll make it on this, you know?
Can you imagine, like, Mr. Beast comes out at the end of this? Like, it's just fucking,
I made a Reddit account when I was 5 years old.
And it was tied to Ghislaine Maxwell. Stay tuned. But before we...
We bought Epstein's Island.
Yo, Mr. Beast, 150 million subscriber, get Epstein's Island.
You guys are wondering, how am I going to top my next video? I bought the island that Jeffrey Epstein once owned.
He's never going to give me a private jet now.
The age of consent wins $1 million.
Let me tell you something. Everyone in the black book got it wrong. Like, holy shit, dude. he gets onto the island and he's just over there on the servers and it's like, hey guys, remember to hit that like button.
You'll just see him with like his massive wide smile holding a stack of bills next to a judge saying, I bribed who?
He's the only YouTuber that could get away with that kind of shit and make like the most entertaining video and never get canceled for it. Like that's like the greatest part about it too. Can you even buy Epstein? You can't buy Epstein's Island, right? Like it's seized. I assume.
Nah, his estate owns it. I think
it's not seized. It's not seized by the feds.
Oompa, what do you mean by that? Okay, that explains it. That chin tilt convinced me.
Well, you're with the
shelf,
bro. Yes. You're with the president of the United States. You tell me you can't at least get a flight onto it. Like, come
I
on
am
now.
The president.
You tell us.
Please. Did you think that Mike Pence is Joe Biden?
Mike Pence is Joe Biden.
You just called him the president.
No. I was saying you're because you're sitting in the fucking war room, brother. You're like you're out there giving your speeches with the G Fuel. So like, obviously, you might be able to fly onto the island.
I am the teleprompter.
Oh, wait, no, you're right. I'm stupid. Sorry.
You know, at some point, statistically, there's going to be one president that might actually be drinking G Fuel on their desk. It might actually happen one day.
Nah, bro.
Statistically, in America, there's like a 10% chance that a president will have been a former Dream Viewer.
Stop! Stop, dude!
I hate that.
30 million, let's say even half of them are American. That's like... How many of the upcoming generation? 2064, baby. They're going to be the one that gets assassinated in 2060 because no president has survived a year 60 term.
They're gonna be pardon Dream for cheating in his speedrun.
They're gonna be sitting in the back, like as the serious stuff comes in, and they're gonna put their little iPod, their little ear pods in, and they're gonna be like listening to all of his music before they make serious decisions to lead the country.
You know how they have like an inauguration concert? Dream's gonna be at that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna cry if that's actually the thing. I hope to God I live long enough to see the next generation become the president, and then God, they'd be like a Dream viewer, or they're like a FNAF viewer too. Like they have a national like FNAF day.
Okay, but like listen, everyone as a kid is wacky in their own way. Okay, like you can't blame someone for their past.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, it's just very funny that Logan Paul will become president.
That would not be surprising.
There's a non-zero chance. There's a non-zero chance. But with, someday I just hope that I spawn some politicians who then want to do me political favors later down the line. That's the only thing I want out of my content.
I respect it.
I would love if Logan Paul was the president, man.
That would be like mad funny, but he'd never be able to he wouldn't be able to do WWE if he's the president, so I don't know if it's worth it.
But what are you talking about? It's Logan Paul. He'll find a way, brother. He'll find a way to do it.
This is an office.
My problem with Logan Paul becoming the president is he is the ultimate people pleaser. Like, ever since his drama, every single thing he's done, every stance he's taken was just the people pleasing stance.
Yeah.
So he might actually do it. He has a shot. You know,
I don't know, man. I wasn't very pleased with his performance. Could you imagine
the attack ads for politicians in the future? They'll be digging up old YouTube content.
Logan Paul says he's going to be a good president,
but Logan Paul also was in Japan. Logan Paul also was. Logan Paul's foreign policy might sound good on paper, but as a president, he has an absolute. He's an absolute failure. Like
digital footprint is going to be so fucking funny when like presidential campaigns in 10 years.
Yeah, because it's not just locker room talk anymore. Now it's all hard evidence of this
guy. That shit you said in someone's TikTok comments when you were fucking 13.
Right.
Dude, I always love how wild the TikTok exposed videos are. Like, whenever some TikToker exposes some serious shit, and they have some absolute cringe-tier K-pop music, and, like, the AI-generated audio, like, detailing everything, it's like,
you won't believe what happened with this new allegation.
Like, what? Like, get out of here, man.
There's something unhinged about the people. They're so, it's like unhinged and unfiltered about TikTok comments. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but they will just say anything.
L ratio.
Have you guys ever getting different comments than you?
Have you guys ever had a...
It's giving...
Go ahead.
Sorry. Most of, like, the comment sections I look at, it's a lot of people hating on minorities. Less L plus ratio, more.
Wait, on TikTok, there's racism?
What?
There's a lot of racism on TikTok? No way.
No way.
Racism.
You wouldn't believe it, man. No, they wouldn't do that, okay?
You'd expect sexism, but not racism.
No.
Sexism, that's YouTube comments. Well, the racism moves over to TikTok.
YouTube's more right-wing, more conservative.
Does every social media have, like, a signature type of bigotry?
Absolutely. Like, we've already established this. Hugbees and Muda broke down the whole meta. Yeah,
if you ever see a sexist comment, 99% it's on YouTube. Not even a joke. Like,
there are more sexist comments on YouTube than on Hub.
Why do you think I'm a YouTuber?
Because
it's good money.
Yeah. I'm here to support my family. Sexist? That's gross.
You might have already come up with this, but TikToks is definitely like gay people. Like, they think when somebody says, "Yeah, I'd kill a gay person," they're like, "W person" in the chat.
Oh my god. By the way,
kill gay people.
YouTube, we do not promote the killing of LGBT individuals. That would be very.
We don't promote the killing of any people.
Yeah, we don't promote the killing of anyone. Man. No. Killing people is bad, and you shouldn't do it.
Especially gay people.
Especially any
America's precious homosexuals.
Yeah, we must.
Have you seen that onion skit?
No.
Don't go to Iran.
Wait, go ahead. What, the onion skit?
The onion skit where it's like, we must never let, or it was like a 2007 skit, they're like, the institution of the military must not allow gay people. We must protect America's precious homosexuals. And it's like, how much would you say a gay person is worth than a straight person? 7.
What the?
Okay.
It's so fucking stupid.
No, it's wild that you sometimes have to sit down on the internet and like, and have to make those statements. You know what I mean? Like, hey guys, killing people is bad, just to not get struck on the internet. Like, all right, guys, I didn't know that had to be fucking said, but here it is.
No, it's like, and a lot of commenters, like, I don't know if you've ever gotten this. I think I get this on Twitch a lot. It's like when you just have people say, Nux, please say trans rights. Please say trans rights. It's like,
bro, I get that on stream all the time. Yeah,
it's like, I agree, right? But I'm not a text to speech bot,
exactly.
Man.
Like, why am I doing this? Yeah, sure, but what?
Yeah, do I need to say that human rights are really plainly?
Is my statement gonna, like...
Having to address plainly, hey guys, killing people is bad, I really want to walk in on a murder in progress, what, like, in person someday? That way I can, like, treat it the exact same way. Just be like, hey man, knock it off. Take that knife out of that dude. That's not cool, man.
Bro, that is not Pog.
That is not Poggers.
Not Pog.
Not Poggers at all.
That's Badong.
That is Keck WL.
Tech L W N F be like,
that's an XQCL right there.
POV.
Anytime you go onto Twitch and I read chat like that, I'm like, man, this is the most unintelligible shit I've ever seen in my life.
I know. Fucking Twitch chatters are crazy.
It's fucking hilarious that the two sides of Twitch are referred to as the Poggers community and the WL community.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that happened, but it is.
You know how it happened?
It's the red pill Poggers, community and the Poggers, reaction Poggers. Community.
The lack of parental figures in your life is why it happened.
I've got a shit.
You got a shit?
How long have you been holding it?
An hour and a half.
You've been frowning since we started this?
I've been turtling a bit.
Is it like out a little
when
bit?
He poked his head out?
I definitely need to change my underwear for sure.
Thank you for that.
Can I have the old pair?
Sure.
Thanks.
You know you could sell that underwear for some serious money, dude. There's people selling these
undies.
Yo,
do a solid for your boy.
You may not realize this, but this is your second time on the podcast. One more and you'll be one of the bussy boys.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I thought
this was your third time.
This is my second. Last time I was replacing Nux.
Oh. Yeah, I died in middle. It happens.
He's a bussy
really
boy. Yeah, one more, you'll be a bussy boy. We're all the bussy boys.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Filthy little sluts here. Dude, I can't stop looking at this Ghislaine. I can't stop looking at this Ghislaine Maxwell Reddit account, dude. I'm so glad you told me about it. Dude, it's literally just the most, like, if I didn't know this Ghislaine Maxwell, I'd be like, oh, this person just really hates Trump. Like, this person
Muda, you have Reddit open? Go look up r/Amish. Have you seen that?
Wait, how the f***
it's
they
beautiful.
Post? They're not allowed to.
Yeah, look at it. It's so good. It's so good.
Be the first to till this fertile land.
Oh wait, Caleb hasn't seen it. Let me just do it. Caleb, this is the r/Amish. Watch this. Here, I'm sharing it. Is that a single?
There are no posts on the subreddit.
Another funny gag is r/trees is all about weed, and r/marijuana enthusiast is all about people who like trees.
No way, enthusiast. It's
yep.
300. Okay, let me see this one.
They just like trees, man.
I want to see the comments.
Look up, once you're doing this, look up r/world politics.
We're about to end up into some world politics?
Yeah, world politics.
Which one is... Is it two or one? Which one is it?
No, are you not... Oh, you're not logged in. Damn it.
Is it an NSFW thing?
Yeah, look at NSFW responses.
Hold on, let me
there it is. r/world politics.
Oh, damn.
The million members just sharing die.
is that actually what it is?
It's just...
Every image is blurred.
How did they get this one?
I
how
don't
they
know,
get
but
this
it's amazing.
It's so crazy. How did they get this? Dude, did they hijack the whole subreddit? Caleb, you gotta look at it. r/world politics. It's NSFW.
The thumbnail or the community is almost anything goes. No topic imposed or opposed. Anything's political, I guess, these days.
The only safe post. Yeah, naked women are pretty cool, but check out this awesome pen I just got. It's just some dude with a pen. Why?
But hijab girl. Oh my god.
Dude, it's just pornography. What the f- What? Yeah, phone of yesteryear, 99. Oh, send nudes in like Nokia phone. People on. Yeah,
I hope you're hungry. After seeing that image,
this is kind of an insane subreddit, dude. I'm liking it.
Let's play, baby.
I got you, bro.
I'm into world politics. I'll say that much. Dude. Shit, this
all
is
of
awesome.
A sudden,
I just really like being involved in the global community. Nothing else.
Yeah,
I just like knowing what goes on in the world. You know,
honestly,
I just like
this is
to
a lot
stay
better
informed.
This is a lot better than Twitter world politics. That shit's just boring.
True.
The nukes and Amber Alerts. This is at least, you know, I get to see a lot of culture. Yeah, a lot of culture around the world, you know? A lot of Islamic culture.
There's so much beauty in the natural world.
Yeah, for real. You know, the world's a lot more beautiful when you strive away from the negativity is all we're going to leave
off
with.
That's true.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for showing up for another episode of the Some Ordinary Podcast. We've covered an extensive range of topics. We've covered Kanye's anti-Semitism arc. As obvious, we shit on Pokemon a fair bit. And of course, I'm still a little bit blown away by you/Maxwell Hill. But I feel like this is the only platform I've got to say it on, knowing full well that we'll probably be demonetized from some point in this conversation. So again, you know, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully you all enjoyed it. Hopefully you all like this. And please check out our amazing guest in this episode, Quite.
Thanks for having me, man.
No, man, we're glad to have you, dude. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Hey, he's the president of the United States. Okay, I don't see you changing that.
Right, on this right, podium. Right. It proves
right,
it.
Right, you butt licker, you can enjoy you.
Look at me at this other podium.
Yeah, hey, man, right.
I'd rather be a quiet butt licker than a Kanye licker, is all I'm saying, dude.
Listen, those weren't the only options.
You're either Kanye fan or quiet fan.
Or you end up dying a dream stand, one or the other.
Oh my god.
Pick a green person.
You can always check out Nux Taku for some serious hentai, you know, you can always see him traumatize
politics.
His friends
I
with
do hentai. World politics on my channel, everyone.
He does world politics.
Nux.
That's right. I just talk about world politics.
And if you want to make Kyle Rittenhouse look like a woke libtard, check out Oompaville, who is the premier right-wing gun nuts.
Yep.
Oh man, we gotta actually.
I'll get the gun out just for that.
Oh my
god. Hey, there it is.
Speak of the devil.
And if you want to see Oompa hunt people devil. Like me, you can check out my